Dory Monson Show on an historic afternoon here in America. Last hour, you heard Maine Senator Susan Collins announce why she is voting yes for the nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, for the Supreme Court. And it was a devastating takedown of the witch hunt against Brett Kavanaugh, this man deserves an apology from the Democrats. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. But this is a guy who was in front of his wife and his teenage daughters accused to be a sex offender. And it is absolutely outrageous what they did to this guy. The FBI summary report is absolutely conclusive that there is zero corroborating evidence. That doesn't mean that Dr. Ford was a liar. It means that they don't think it was Brett Kavanaugh who did whatever she says happened to her. So let's get to your phone calls. Lines are jammed, as you might expect. Grab a line when one opens up at 888-973 Cairo. We don't do this a lot, but when it's a story this momentous, I think you, your voice, your opinion is a huge part of what we should be talking about here. To your phone calls we go. Ryan is in Redmond. Hey, Ryan, you're on Cairo Radio.
Hey, Dory, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
So I missed what the senator said, but I'm assuming you said she's voting for Kavanaugh, which I think is the right choice. So let me just kind of put in my two cents here on this whole thing, if I could.
Yeah, real quick.
This could turn out two ways. Either Kavanaugh's confirmed or not confirmed, which is scary for both reasons. If he gets confirmed, then that kind of sets back the whole Me Too movement with, all allegations are false.
I don't think it does
if
at all.
If he's not confirmed, right, what was that?
I don't think it sets back Me Too at all. In fact, I think if they took a stand against somebody on totally uncorroborated evidence, I think that would have hurt Me Too. Because if we're going to start stringing men up, based on one person's uncorroborated, or in this case, three people, but at least one of them has been totally torn apart, her sworn statement.
No, I totally agree. And that's what I was going to say next, is if he's not confirmed, then that sets back the Me Too movement, because now it's going to be a political weapon, and it's not going to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Either way, this is the most horrible thing that I've ever seen in my life as an American.
Well, I cannot remember the politics of destruction being used like this ever before, where they told this man, this husband, this father, and tried to tell America that he was a sex offender. It's absolutely nauseating to me. Ryan, thank you. Francis is in Linwood. Hey, Francis, you're on Cairo.
Hi, Dory.
Hey, Francis.
After I listened to all of the testimony, I listened to the entire thing, what struck me about Kavanaugh was not really whether he did that or not, but his response to it. And as I was watching, I thought, he is not giving a straight answer to any of this. He is, why couldn't he just say, yeah, I did party and I was drunk. That was when I was 17. I'm not
that
way
that.
Now.
He did say
and
that.
That, yeah, and that really...
Francis?
And then he'd answer a question saying, yeah, but I was first in my class. Well, really?
Okay, no, wait. Hold on one sec. First of all, he did say, I partied a lot. He said, I liked beer. I still like beer. He admitted all of that. So I don't know what you mean when you say that. Why couldn't he just say that? He did say that.
Well, I know, but he denied the extent of what his, the things that were written in his yearbook. He tried to make that sound like, oh, just boys will be boys. But it sounded like, there was a lot of hard partying going on, not just beer here and there.
But that's not what he was being investigated for, Francis. He was being investigated for sexual assault.
I understand that.
And not every high school or college boy who drinks is a sexual assaulter, and that's what he was taking a stand against.
Right. No, I understand that. But in my opinion, that had something to do with it, because if he was drinking as much as what they said, he could have done that and not remembered, according to what I've read about blackouts.
Okay, well, and that's where you need some corroborating evidence if you're going to try to destroy a man's life and destroy his his career. Yeah, I mean, she said there were three people there who witnessed it, and the FBI, I've got the FBI summary report right in front of me. They interviewed all three of those people, and they could not corroborate her story, which makes that a very flimsy story. If she said we were one-on-one in a room, that'd be one thing. Then she said, she said. But she said, no, there are three people who witnessed it, and those three people said, no, we didn't. And one of them said, I didn't even know the guy. Francis, I appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much. Mike is in Tacoma. Hey, Mike, you're on Cairo.
Hi, Dory. I just want to say I'm glad that he was cleared, and I've been for him the whole time. I didn't believe the story from the beginning. I don't believe it now. I think it's flimsy, and I've had people tell me at my workplace, well, you don't know what it's like to be a rape victim. Well, I do. I do know what it's like. And I just think the flimsy story, the flimsy allegations that these people are coming forth is a sham. It's a shame that they're trying to ruin this good man's name.
It was nauseating to watch this process unfold. And as I said, after Susan Collins, who she did an amazing job of taking apart every single opposition point to Brett Kavanaugh.
He sure did.
He did
a great job.
If the Democrat senators had any shame whatsoever, they would, we'd see a final vote of 75-25 tomorrow. But it's not.
They vote for their party, Dory. That's all they do. They're voting for their own party. They're not voting for. There was one allegation that was proven, and yet they keep saying that he's an assaulter, and I just find that really.
What else? You said there was one allegation that was proven. What allegation was proven?
No. I said there was no allegation.
Oh, not one. Okay,
none.
Got it. All right, very, very well said, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Matt in Seattle. Hey, Matt, you're on Cairo.
Hello. I listened to the entire talk, entire speech, and I have a newfound respect for Susan Collins. I wish that we had a representative like her, and she presented her case very well, and all different aspects.
Wouldn't you love to see Susan Collins sit down face to face with Patty Murray or Maria Cantwell and say, refute anything I just said in that 1 hour speech last hour? Because
yeah, with Cantwell
and Murray would not be able to refute any of it. They're just committed to hating Trump and being part of the resistance. And I think that's shameful when politicians are trying to destroy a man's life because they don't like who nominated him.
Listening to her speech, though, it was a very well-educated, a decision that she made. And unfortunately, the people that are opposed to her and this whole thing, they're of such small mind and miseducation that they won't even listen to a word of it.
I gotcha. All right, Matt, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, sir. Opens up a line for you, 888-973-CAIRO. Rob is in Bellevue. Hey, Rob, you're on Cairo Radio.
Hey, Dory, thanks for taking my call. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I think they're all a bunch of posers. but you're right, Susan Collins, I would love to know the backstory of how long it took her to write that speech. That was one of the most historic speeches. I think it's got to be the top 10 up there with some of, John F. Kennedy speeches and so on. She did a remarkable job. I think what happened here was, net, there were some false memories. Maybe there was some booze involved, but I think Kavanaugh deserved to be where he's at. But, I think that he probably would have been served if he would have Googled and listened to the Clarence Thomas hearings and really seen how to behave. I think that foundationally is the disconnect for him, but I'm glad it's going to end up the way it is.
Yeah, I am too. An innocent man. They tried to destroy him. They tried to get him to withdraw. Well said. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom in Seattle. Hello, Tom. You're on Cairo Radio.
Hey, Dory.
Hello, Tom.
I'm a huge fan, and I appreciate you doing this.
Thank you, sir.
My wife was raped, and one of my daughters, of my four daughters, has been raped. And we all feel that Judge Kavanaugh is getting just raked over the coals. I was accused of something many years ago that I actually did some time for, but it was a false accusation, and sometimes you can't fight these accusations. And he was lucky enough to get up there and fight. And I get offended that these people say, well, he came off aggressively. It's like you'd be accused of something that will follow you for the rest of your life and see if you're not a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, I never understood that criticism, that he was angry and tearful at being labeled a sex offender when there was no corroborating evidence to support that. I don't know a person alive who wouldn't be tearful and angry at that. And that was one criticism I never got, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that they compare that to him being a good judge. It's like, if he's on a bench judging someone, he's not being attacked personally. In this situation, he's being attacked personally. And I've texted your show a few times in regards to your stand on defending yourself and your home. And I would take out any person that was attacking me or my family.
No, of course.
And I would do whatever I could to defend me and my family.
Yeah, no, of course.
It's just a shame.
And when I saw
politicians are doing.
Yeah, it really is. It is shameful. All right, Tom. Hey, it's good to hear from you. Thank you, sir. And you know, when he says it's shame what these politicians are doing, you know who to blame for all of this, right? Democratic Senator Harry Reid, when they decided to, when Barack Obama was president, because these Supreme Court nominations, they used to need 60 votes. You had to find some consensus. You had to have some moderation. But Harry Reid said, well, I'll tell you what, we don't want consensus and moderation. And we Democrats at the time had control of the Senate. So he invoked what was called at the time and still is the nuclear option. You only need a simple majority to seat a Supreme Court justice or other presidential nominees. And the Republicans said, oh, Democrats want to play that game? All right. We got control of the Senate now. We'll just do what Harry Reid's Senate did. Mitch McConnell said, Harry Reid set the precedence. You want to, if you are a Democrat, if you're angry at Kavanaugh being on the Supreme Court, you got two people to blame. Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton. That's it. Can't blame Trump. He did what he set out to do. But you can't blame Mitch McConnell. He did what his predecessor Harry Reid did. If you're angry about this, those are the two people you can talk to. Let's go to Jake Monroe. Hey, Jake, you're in Cairo.
Yeah, hi there, Dory. Hey, Susan Collins is an American hero. She made some great points in favor of Kavanaugh. And also, at one point, it sounded like she was really trying to unite us as a country.
I totally agree.
She did a great job, you know, and she did a great job of you know, the arguments of the Democrats and the left, knocking down those arguments. But at the same time, she was extending an olive leaf branch to the Democrats and the left and saying, let's come together on this.
Yeah.
And, wow, she made a lot of great points. And in closing, I was only disappointed. I thought there was going to be a standing ovation.
It was a smattering of applause. I know.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. All right, Jake, thanks. We got less than a minute here. Tony in Auburn. Hey, Tony, you're on Cairo.
Hi. I just want to let you know this entire thing has got me fired up. I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican. But today I've donated to Kevin Cramer, to Marsha Blackburn, to Josh Hawley, to Matt Rosedale.
Okay. I don't think anybody knows who you're talking about. To Democratic candidates, right?
No, these are all Republican candidates that are fighting against Democrats. They're all in Senate campaigns for senators that are voting against.
Right.
Right.
I meant against. You're donating against Democratic candidates.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm also volunteering for the Dina Rossi campaign. I've never volunteered for a campaign before, just because this entire smear campaign.
Okay, I got you. Hey, I'm sorry to say I'm out of time here, Tony, but I'm glad you called in. And, yeah, the whole question was who's going to be fired up more before midterms by all this, the right or the left? And that story is yet to be told. Okay, let me take a quick time out here. We'll check the news for you. And then we got to move on. Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seahawks. Lots of off and on field news. The Pete Carroll Show next on the Dory Monson Show.